It says in verse 7, "And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I entreated the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Amen. I hope that during this time of fasting that we learn this truth very deeply in our lives, that God can get us through anything. I know you guys are fasting for many different things, family related. Some of it is church related. A lot of it is personal. And I hope that you really relied, and I believe we did as a church, that we relied on God's strength to the whole time. I know some of your stories, and some of them were quite difficult, and really crying out to the Lord, and God's going to get you through. And there's a purpose in all the things that go on in our life. In Paul's case here, he cried out to the Lord. Three times he asked God to take it away. Most scholars believe that he's actually talking about a physical illness that he's going through. And at this time when he's writing Corinthians, that he's dealing horribly with his eyesight. And why this is so important to Paul is because he's a writer. And that's the way he's basically communicating to the church. And he comes in this place and he says, "Lord, you know, I need to see again." And church history shows that this is probably the most logical explanation, because later on he'll have his amanuensis, so the guy who's his writer, basically. And that's why most scholars believe that his amanuensis is actually the one who wrote Hebrews. Paul being unable at this time to do that. And so something that he needed so much for his ministry to do what God's called him to do, and he's unable to do that. And he said, "Lord, please help me. Please heal me. Take care of this issue." And the Lord's response is, "Paul, it's okay. I'm going to sustain you through it." And for some of us, we may not have gotten our prayers answered during this time. But God says, "It's okay. I got you. I'm going to take you through this. For my grace is sufficient for you. My grace will override whatever temptation, will override whatever obstacle, whatever difficulty that we face as followers of Jesus. So my grace is sufficient for you." Because he says, "For my power is perfected in weakness." And brothers and sisters, isn't that what we want? We don't necessarily just want what we want. We want God's perfection to flow through our lives. And then the parallel passage actually is in Romans. And this is what he says. He says, "And not only this," is Romans 5:3, "is not only this, but we exult in our tribulation." No, we have joy and we cry out in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who is given to us. And all these things that happen, God's got a purpose in it. God's got a plan, and it's glorious. And not only is he going to resolve whatever situation that we may be fasting about, but he's going to give us hope on top of that through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Why don't we close our eyes and let's first of all, like the song that we sang, let's give God all the glory in our prayer. Let's give him all the thanks. He sustained us. It wasn't our physical abilities. It wasn't our strength. It was his that helped us to fast during this time. And on top of that, let's praise God for the answered prayers that happen all throughout. You know, I got a text from Pastor Sam Kim in Singapore yesterday. And he says there's been an explosion of healing during the fast. And I mean, they've gotten 12, 13 people have gotten healed. I mean, all kinds of stuff, even babies. And it's amazing, just through the fast. And God's been healing people supernaturally. And I mean, praise the Lord for that. And so there may be a lot of answered prayers in our lives, and praise God. But there may be also other prayers that are not yet quite answered in that regard. And in that place, surrender to the Lord again and allow Jesus to bring hope. Hope that only he can give through the Holy Spirit. Let's just spend a moment and Let's go before the Lord individually. Since we've been doing Mark, let me read the Markan passage about the Lord's Supper as we take communion together. And while they were eating, he took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take it, this is my body." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I shall never eat or drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Amen.